What is the difference between TANF and Title 4D? TANF means temporary aid for needy family, and Title 4D is child support. When the mother asks for government assistance, which is also known as welfare, is that you're automatically enrolled in the program for child support? Let's explore. If the mother needs assistance, such as welfare or medical services, do you have to reimburse the state or any state? Or is the service free? Free of charge? Well, the short answer is no. You're not on child support if the mother asks for services. However, you need to explain that, and I'll also explain my research. If the mother asks the federal government for assistance, is it automatically you're on child support? Well, let me explain. Play the clip.
Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, TANF. The TANF program, also known as Aid to Families with Dependent Children Program, or AFDC, started in 1996 as part of a big law called the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act. It came about after many years of talking about how to change welfare, especially the Aid to Family with Dependent Children Program, AFDC, gave money to states to help families with kids, but most of these families were led by single moms who weren't working. People argued about whether these moms should have to work, and if the program made it too easy to rely on welfare instead of finding a job and raising kids in two-parent families.
Here is a definition for child support in Title 4A. On our website, preview our videos. It's called The 5 Supreme Court Cases That You Should Already Know. Now, my favorite is Blessing versus Freestone, but do you know the others, such as Corelli, Sage, Holmberg, Wehunt? 5 Supreme Court Cases That You Should Already Know. This is the new DOJ letter filed into your family court case. You can get it at childsupport.newsendler.com. Childsupport.newsendler.com. Hello, my name is Chris, and in this session, when the mother asks for services from the federal government, the father is not automatically on child support. However, I need to explain our research. Let's get started. Also, if you have any questions or comment, please feel free to reach us at chrish289.protonmail.com. Also, we're asking for a gift of $25. If you have $5 cash up, we'll be gladly appreciate it. Also, you can check us out on our website, which is themasterclass.newsendler.com. Masterclass, childsupport.newsendler.com. You can also reach us on our podcast. You can reach us at Spotify, Apple, and Amazon. TANF and Title 4D.
Let's unwind with a deeper look into Title 4D. This term encapsulates the regulations brought forth by the Social Services Amendment of 1974 to Title IV of the Social Security Act. Ohio made the decision to take part in the Aid for Dependent Children program, AFDC, which finds its roots in Title IVA of the Social Security Act. To tap into federal funding for AFDC, the state must take measures to secure and uphold child support orders against non-custodial parents. In the year 1975, Congress took a step further by separating the child support program from Title IVA, carving out a distinct child support program now known as Title IVD of the Social Security Act. So, you see, it's a story of evolution and refinement within the realm of social services. Reference, Blankenship versus Blankenship, 4th District Adams, 1992, Ohio Appeal Court, December 8, 1992.
TANF, Temporary Assistance for Needy Children.
Allow me to guide you through a tranquil exploration of a significant moment in social policy history. Picture this, President Clinton signing the Welfare Reform Bill. This landmark legislation marked the conclusion of the Aid for Families with Dependent Children program, AFDC, and introduced the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, TANF, program. TANF program, a versatile block grant, yes, a block grant, from the federal government to the states, serves as a pivotal source of funding for an extensive array of benefits and services. This shift represented a fundamental change in how welfare assistance was structured and administered across the nation.
Let us explore the Child Support Enforcement Program.
Child Support Enforcement, Title IVD. 45 CFR 302.12 Single and Separate Organizational Unit. The state plan shall provide for the establishment or designation of a single and separate organizational unit to administer the 4D plan. Such unit is referred to as the 4D agency. Under this requirement, 1. The 4D agency may be I. Located in any other agency of the state, or 2. Established as a new agency of the state.
Let us revisit 45 CFR 303.5, which is the establishment of paternity.
Title IVD program, we encounter a specific guideline outlined in paragraph E3 of this section. This guideline allows the 4D agency to impose a reasonable fee for conducting genetic tests on individuals who are not beneficiaries of aid under the state's Title IVA or 19 plan. Now, while this may seem like a departure from the usual framework of support, it's important to recognize that this provision serves to ensure fairness and equity in the administration of genetic testing services. By allowing the 4D agency to charge a reasonable fee to individuals outside of the aid recipient scope, it enables the agency to cover the costs associated with performing these essential genetic tests. This approach ensures that resources are utilized efficiently while maintaining the integrity of the support system.
Child support has many phases, and we will explore them. There are approximately four phases. Let's review them.
The Child Support Enforcement Program uses a bunch of ways to make sure child support payments happen on time and in full. For example, 72% of the money comes from non-custodial parents' paychecks. This is called Income Withholding Order or IWO. This IWO is automatically deducted for your paycheck without the need for a signature. They can also suspend stuff like driver's licenses, work licenses, or even fun ones like recreational licenses to get people to step up and take responsibility. Then there's grabbing tax refunds from both federal and state levels. This is called the tax refund intercept. Oh, and if you win the lottery or get some big settlement, they might take a piece of that too to cover what's owed. They can also put the brakes on your passport if you're not keeping up with payments, making sure your assets are still there to support your kids. If you have arrears of $2,500, they will confiscate your passport.
Run up on me, glow you won't, I bet your ass be on the floor. Big carbon here like Mayweather, Tula come through.
And if needed, they'll dip into private retirement and financial accounts to make sure families get the support they need without causing too much trouble. So basically, with child support enforcement, they're making sure everything flows smoothly and making your families get the help they need.
About our other video, which is you cannot suspend your license in New Jersey. Please check that out. You'll be surprised. Let's look at the 2022 data for child support. The agency paid out $27.5 billion. They collected from families $26.2 billion. That's a difference of about $1 billion. That's what they keep. Okay, the total expenditures is $6.1 billion. So in essence, what they're saying is for 2022, the CSC program collected $4.70 for every $1 they put into the program. Repeat, they made $4.73 for every $1 they spent on the program. For the year reported to Congress for 2022, which is called the Administrative Wage Garnishment Program, which is 45 CFR 32. Here's the breakdown of all the states. Number one is Texas, $4.5 billion. Number two, California, $2.6 billion. Number three, $1.8 billion, which is New York. Number four, which is $1.6 billion, which is Ohio. And Florida is number five at $1.6 billion. These are the five states that's cashing in on child support. This is our research. So if the mother is asking the federal government for, you know, assistance or welfare, you do not have to be on child support. It's voluntary. Child support is voluntary. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to reach us at chrish@289.protonmail.com. Also, we do extensive research on our topics and our programs, and we bring them to you via the YouTube channel. However, we're asking for donations. Yes, we're asking for donations. $25 or any amount will do. And also, please subscribe to our channel.